On WLIWFM, welcoming back to the program filmmaker Christiane Arbisu. Good morning, Christiane.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is. It's an honor, a pleasure, a privilege. I'm grateful that we were able to find you guys a spot ahead of the screening of The Weight of Memory. I am Bernie Furchpan at the Avram 10 days from now, I believe on the 26th. And I want to start by asking, is this the third film in the I Am series in a way?
It is actually, yes. And this is the second one that covers the Holocaust.
Correct. All right. So let's recap for those out there who are perhaps a little ignorant to the incredible films that you've already brought us.
Okay. The first one was about my family in Cuba, and
yes,
the second one was about a first generation Holocaust survivor,
right,
who lived out on the East End,
right,
in East Hampton,
and who sadly we've lost.
Judy Sleed.
Yes.
Judy Sleed, yes. And this one actually is about a second generation Holocaust survivor, Bernie Furchpan,
mm-hmm,
who has dedicated the last 10 years of his life, you know, finding out, uncovering his father and his father's story. He's now working on his mother's story. But what he's doing is he's going to high schools, elementary schools. He's a docent at the Holocaust Memorial and Tolerance Center in Glen Cove, New York, where he welcomes students and people to come in to learn about the Holocaust.
Right.
And what he does is he infuses, you know, the historical facts with his father's really incredible story.
Right.
And it's incredible what he's been doing.
Yeah, I was very struck. We were honored to have him on Yom HaShoah so fairly recently. And hearing the tale and particularly the instance of his father hiding out in the woods with the mother and her small child, very striking. And an incredible conversation with him, especially in light of all that's going on globally, about the importance of courage, of bravery, of standing up for one another. It was something that affected me personally. You mentioned something. Is this sort of new for Bernie, learning his family's history? Tell me more.
It is with his father. He's learned bits and pieces about his father's life through his mother.
Right.
His father never was able to verbalize what he had been through living in that forest for 3 years in Poland, in Ludwopol, a tiny town of 1,300 Jews. Only 30 survived, his father being one of them. And in 2020, during the pandemic, he was really angry about what was going on in the world. And it was his sister-in-law, Faye, he has a twin brother, Bernie, named Mark, who told him, you know, why don't you check out the Holocaust Memorial and Tolerance Center, and maybe you can get involved. Instead of just being angry, why don't you do something about it?
Mm.
And that's when he started to really learn about his father's story. He delved into it, did the research, and because he's such an incredible speaker, he started going to schools, and he worked. He got a job at the, free job at the center. And again, because he's so wonderful, they started asking for him all the time.
Mm.
And, you know, it's totally by accident I ended up meeting him. And after meeting him, like another two or three times later, and hearing his father's story, right, the day before the 80th anniversary of the Holocaust, I was like, I went up to him, I called him afterwards and said, I have to do a documentary about your father's life, and particularly what you're doing to educate, you know, the younger generation. And what is so great about Bernie is that he sees everyone as one. You know,
yes,
we are all the same. It's
right.
It's such a profound truth, but we just seem to keep missing it over and over again.
Yeah.
And Bernie, you know, one of my favorite lines in the documentaries, he's like, you know, we keep having to tell the stories of the Holocaust, because we keep forgetting and we don't want to keep on repeating it. It has to stop.
You know, it's...
And since it, the... Yeah,
sorry, I just wanted to say, the thing that strikes me, and it's what you're talking about as far as Bernie, is it's so easy, or it's so prevalent for folks to seem to devolve into division when we're really seeking unity. And that really was something that struck me as well, is that Bernie is absolutely on message as far as that is concerned. Continue. I apologize.
Yes. No, absolutely. Look, it's so easy to hate, right? Mm. To say, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that. But to find the love and to find that commonality, you know, it takes work, but it's so worth it. He really opens up these hearts. Like, I saw it firsthand in the school. You know, we're talking kids, you know, that are 12 years old, even a bit younger, and they were just fascinated. They're sitting forward in their seats, listening. They want this. They don't want to hear about the war and about the fighting and the division. I mean, he really brings people together. Mm. I mean, so much so that I knew, you know, I had to tell this story. Because it's different. I mean, yes, it's about, you know, the suffering of his father. But what Bernie has done is he took that suffering and that pain that his father went through. And look at what he's done. He's turned it into a source of good, and into a source of love, so that people can see, yes, you can go through horrible things, but you can come out of it the other side. His dad came out of it, and so did Bernie, and so did his family.
Folks can go to imbernie.com/events to get tickets for the screening of The Weight of Memory, I Am Bernie Frischpan. It's screening at the Avram Theater in Southampton in 10 days, June 26th at 5 p.m. I'm Gianna Volpe. That's Christiane Arbisu. Before I let you go, Christiane, is there anything that you wanted to talk about as far as the making of the film or anything else? At all?
Well, one thing that struck me in the making of the film, we interviewed Bernie in my car, at a school, at the center, and in his home. And when Bernie was talking about his father, because I asked him, you know, obviously a lot of questions about his childhood, you know, when did he realize his parents were different from other parents? And interesting, when he was talking about his father, like, the light started flickering. And I always bring my little dachshund Sylvie with me on shoots, and she woke right up and started barking. And it's like, Moshe, Bernie's dad was with us every step of the way.
That's beautiful.
And you know, so that was just so empowering for all of us, where we literally just, you know, we just couldn't believe it, all of us in that room.
Well, you know,
we're doing good.
Yes, and I'm excited in coming years' time, in coming time, to hear more about Bernie's mother, because I remember taking a focus about his father in our last interview, and he made sure to say to turn the spotlight back on his mom. So I'm excited to hear more of her story from Bernie in the coming time, and reminding folks, you can see The Weight of Memory, I Am Bernie Frischpan, screening at the Avram Theater on June 26th, 5 p.m. for tickets, imbernie.com/events. I am Gianna Volpe. That was Christiane Arbisu.